Hey guys, welcome back to another Cut Light and Smoke podcast. It's JB here with Bradley Reith, and I'm smoking something sweet today. The Isla del Sol by Drew Estates, and it's because I'm freaking bitter, dude.
Yeah, we're both a little bitter. I mean, that's you know, and we're not bitter at you or bitter. The podcast has been a godsend for us, man. I love the podcast. We can be unfiltered. We can talk about what we want here. We can tell you about ZealCigars.com, your place to get cigars online that nobody else got. You know, so I mean, things like that. We're excited about that. But man, it's just been a battle with YouTube. It has been a battle with YouTube. Tell them why you're bitter, bro.
I don't know, man. It was like a switch flipped. Like, I've been here probably almost, 2 years now?
Yeah, for sure.
And when I first got here, there was nothing. It was like, you know, you just went about your business, posted the videos, and,
right,
you know, there really wasn't much going on. Now, granted, over the years, you've had issues with YouTube in the past, but it just all of a sudden seemed like something flipped, right? Like, all of a sudden, it was just like tons and tons and tons of people just started seeing this happening and going, what the heck's going on? Different channels were getting just completely banned. People were getting demonetized.
Right, like, right. Just, well, first
all
off,
kinds of stuff.
Let's take you through the history real quick. So, guys, welcome back to the Cut Light and Smoke podcast. Again, thank you so very much for joining us. And we are here to talk about all things cigar, masculinity, and culture. And so we're talking about those things today. We're going to address a few things. And we're going to talk about our struggle with YouTube. It's a love-hate relationship by nature of the fact that we're YouTubers and we watch a lot of YouTube. Like, I love it for that. I mean, YouTube's the best place in the entire world to find how-to videos for anything.
Yeah, dude, I found these dudes on a channel called Dive Talk.
Yeah?
And they dive, they're cave divers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And like, I'm really kind of like low key obsessed with like diving in general. Like,
really?
When we go to Hawaii, my wife can't get me out of the water.
Did not know that. That's new. Okay. All right. All right.
So cave diving, probably not for me.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little claustrophobic.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't do that, I don't think.
Yeah.
But, I was infatuated when I found that channel, and like,
really?
That's what YouTube can do for you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. But YouTube, now here's the thing. I'm going to be fair about this. So, I started on YouTube back in 2015 is when I started back.
That's
on
almost
YouTube.
10 years ago. Bro.
Yeah. Yeah. So started back in 2015, and prior to that, you know, we started the, you know, basically we were the, how do I say it? We were these local jokels that started a cigar review channel, okay, and it was TNT Cigar Review, and we basically
took
took over social media and became an onboarding place for people who are just getting into cigars or interested in cigars, and it was good entertainment with cigar knowledge. I think we did a good job there. At first, it was monetized.
Mm-hmm.
First, it was monetized.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that because I was like, "What, bro?"
Yeah, we didn't see any of the money. All the money went to the business, but it was monetized at first, and then it started to grow. And like anything, so here's the big. Just so you know, I'm literally looking for the words to say so that I don't unfairly accuse. So. When we started, like anything, around that time, things were starting to get politically correct, super politically correct. The woke culture was just starting to wake up, and they started to, get triggered by things that were crazy. We would call that out often on the channel. And so, and it was really interesting in those early years because we would make fun of it a lot. You know, and that was when Tim and I were on together, and it was really interesting because he was the consummate millennial, I was the consummate Gen Xer, you know, and it was like a shtick, if you would, to, you know, a bit where I'd make fun of millennials, and, you know, he just laughed at the Gen Xers being old, if you would, and that was back when I was, you know, 40-something, if you would. So it was really interesting, and we'd have some really good conversations. We'd joke about it a lot, but we do cigar reviews. So it was really good. I think it was really good entertainment. And so it climbed massively, you know, massively on YouTube. And when Tim left, we ended up going to like I think it went up to maybe 100,000 at one point, and it grew faster than any other cigar channel at that point. It really did. It was pretty amazing, and it was monetized. And then I think when I left TNT and came and started Zeal, that's when they first started demonetizing it. You know, they demonetized it all. And it used to be that you could be monetized for your old videos, if you would. So I left that and I started, you know, the Zeal Cigar Review.
Like a residual income for people liking and watching the old ones.
Exactly. So that was still going on. And so I left TNT. TNT was still doing their thing. And then I started Zeal. And some of those people came and found us. It was a lot. It was a bigger uphill battle, if you would. And I think at our top end, we had like 40,000, I can't remember, subscribers on the Zeal Cigar Review. And then YouTube started hitting us with different things. And they hit you for different reasons. They hit you for like, there's certain things on YouTube you're not allowed to do in cigars. So let's just be honest about it. YouTube leans pretty left, if not woke, in a lot of ways. So, and we don't, just so you know, we don't. We're not hard right-wing guys, but we're definitely not woke culture, if you would. So anything that you would do that would make fun of woke culture, anything you would do that would be nefarious in their mind or that anyone could say triggers them for something, you could file something with YouTube. You could complain about a video or something like that, and then YouTube would look at it or their bots would look at it or something like that.
Yeah, for example, I think I forget the actual context, but you used the word fairy in regards to talking directly to me.
I remember the context exactly. So we always joke about...
Oh, we were talking about my coffee.
Yeah, we were always talking about coffee, and I take my coffee with cream and sugar.
Yeah.
And you always joke with me about being less of a man for doing that. And I joke, that's just a joke thing between the two of us. That's another thing about the woke culture that I'm really frustrated about. You can't have comedy anymore. There's no comedy. You can't, I mean...
Yeah, it's taken very seriously. Right. Or very, very offensively.
Everything's taken seriously. I mean, you can't joke about something.
You got to be able to make fun of yourself and laugh at yourself.
Right,
And a lot of people, I think, aren't really comfortable with themselves in some ways. So it's not as easy to make fun of themselves.
Or they're so you know, virtual signal oriented now that they feel like they have to be offended for some other party. So YouTube dinged us there, and they dinged us on other things like that. But I'll tell you what, man, it's a weird, weird day. It's a weird day. And people
to the point of where I had to take down the .com portion of the Zeal Cigars foam that hangs behind us in the videos because they were dinging videos for the fact of, oh, you're leading people to your website via that.
Right.
And they didn't even say that. I'm assuming that because
they won't tell you. The other thing is YouTube has community guidelines that change on the daily depending on whenever somebody has any kind of
quarrel,
pertinent offense or quarrel with something or something like that. I mean, I could say that, you know, I'm triggered by clocks, and every time I see a clock in a video, it really, really makes me uncomfortable and everything else like that. YouTube would have to look at that and take it serious in some way. It's weird.
Here's what I don't understand, right? Like, a lot of you're talking about the community guidelines, right? In the terms of service and stuff like that. Here's what I don't understand. I can go watch people get shot down by a Chicago drive-by in cold blood where the killers come back and shoot them again while they're laying on the ground. And that's not offensive and doesn't get taken down on YouTube?
And not to mention the constant over-sexualization of our culture that YouTube is important to. It's not pornography, but it's definitely soft porn.
Oh yeah, you know, I watched a chick take a motorcycle apart with her, the fun bags hanging out of the side of overalls. Right. Like, well, what? The
not only that. I mean, like, if you look at either other podcasts, let's take one of the bigger ones that's out there. Not Rogan, but we'll talk about Impulsive with Logan Paul. I mean, the stuff they talk about on Impulsive,
that dude gives Ohio a bad name.
I know. But in all honesty, when you think about it, the subject matter they talk about, prostitutes, a lot of sex, things like that. You know, that's not, you know, I don't know if it's demonetized, but that's not triggered or anything by YouTube. It's not. But if you smoke a cigar, you know, on YouTube, or you're proponing to sell a cigar, people know that you sell cigars and now you're on YouTube. I mean, YouTube is just all over you like crazy. I think they're all over you like crazy because it is a stigma in our society today. And it has become a stigma, proposed by Hollywood, that the bad guys smoke cigars. It never was that way. I mean, always the hero smoked cigars.
John Wayne, Clint Eastwood.
Right. Well, Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day. I mean, so, but now it's a very different thing to where I mean, cigars are under attack.
Columbo.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, so cigars are under attack today in a way that is, you know, you're bad, uneducated, or you do things unhealthy for you no matter what. You know, not to mention, like, I don't know. I haven't seen the weed aspect of YouTube yet. I don't know if people do a lot of weed stuff on YouTube.
It's like it comes and goes.
Does it? Okay. They're probably big on that then, too.
I haven't, like, followed anybody in a while, but there used to be some local places here in Phoenix that would actually they would do reviews on any of the new like creations strains that they would make like that, and they would do reviews on like really weird stuff. Like they had one that they called the Louisville Slugger. It was like I think it was like a roll or a pre-roll or something. It was giant.
Sure.
And I remember watching that video, but like I don't know. I almost want to go look and see if they're affected.
Well, the question
I see people, I see people doing like stupid dab videos all the time on YouTube that pop up on shorts and stuff where they're just doing like a whole freaking gram of wax and then dying right there.
So if I'm correct on weed, it's federally still banned.
It is still a federal Schedule I drug. Yeah,
yes, but in different states, it's been decriminalized and is legal now. I know it's legal here in Arizona.
It's technically... You could go in with just your driver's license.
Right. So there's that stuff. So my question is YouTube being unfair? And how do I say this?
I would want to hear from like some alcohol and some firearm channels to see what their experience has been like through this. Cause we've heard a lot from cigar channels, obviously.
Yeah. I think that the alcohol I know they both got demonetized. Anything ATF on YouTube is demonetized immediately. So that means you can't make any money from the advertising that YouTube puts out there.
I watch people talk about the psychedelics they take.
Oh yeah,
all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And they round it off by saying it's like educational.
Yeah.
You know, like it's educational. So maybe we start putting educational things on our YouTube. All this comes out on the heels of us being, you know, we got a strike this morning on one of our YouTube channels on one of our YouTube videos, which is probably about 2 or 3 years old, And that's the other thing is they go through your old stuff. And I fully expect us to be fully banned and take in this channel, the Best Cigar Reviews channel, to be taken down eventually. And I think all cigar channels eventually will be taken down off YouTube, and they won't have anything to do with cigars or tobacco or anything else like that on YouTube, unless you're just smoking it and talking about something. So when people ask about what are we going to do as far as the podcast and are we going to video it, we do have plans to do that. The issue is, can we post it on YouTube? It's got to be clipped. It cannot be posted in its fullness, because we talk about Zeal cigars, talk about cigars. We talk about how we sell cigars and everything else like that. And so YouTube in particular will probably ban that portion. And so we have to clip different things that we talk about, you know, as we smoke cigars when we start videotaping this, which would probably be sometime in October. So here's the question I have, and I want to be fair about this. I don't want to be emotional about it. I want to be very, very fair. So YouTube is a privatized owned company. Okay, they're owned by Google. So as a result of that, they can do whatever they want. They really can. You can't tell a private organization, you know, you have to be federally regulated with these things in mind.
Yeah, I used to work for Apple. They told the entire United States FBI to suck it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. which, by the way, we want for privatization. We do. We don't want the government stepping in and regulating things like that in privatization. The only time the government has the right to do that is when it's a monopoly on something.
Correct.
So, yeah. like for example, back in the 70s with Ma Bell, which broke down into four or five different cell phone companies later on. So, Ma Bell at one time ran all the telephone lines, and they could monopolize the funding and everything else for that. And so the government came in and said, no, you're a monopoly. We're going to go ahead and break you up. And they broke it down into cities. And so you had like, you know, AT&T Cincinnati, whatever you want to call it. And then when the four big boys and cell phones came out and landlines became basically a thing of the past, you had AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, and T-Mobile. Those are the four big ones. I think some of those emerged.
Maybe Virgin.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of sub companies underneath it, but they're always using those towers, and they're basically contracted with Verizon or T-Mobile or Sprint or AT&T. So,
dude, freaking Nextels.
Oh yeah, back in the day, yeah, burner phones, yeah, all day long. So, but I want to say this, and I want to be fair about it. I think YouTube has the right to do whatever they want. Okay, we don't have to like it. Okay, that's our choice as consumers. We don't have to like it. Okay, but we are consumers on YouTube. And they are using our videos for advertising, and they are allowed to do whatever they want to do. Okay. I'm just saying, I don't think it's a fair shake, but again, business doesn't have to be fair. I mean, we know people, you know, that spy on us. We know people that hate our videos and everything else like that and try to get us banned from YouTube for sure. There's other shops around here that do the same thing, you know? So as a result of that, there's going to be a tension, you know, in between creators and YouTube continually as things get more politically correct, as things get more trigger warning oriented, as things get more virtual signaling oriented and things like that. It's always going to be harder. So I think the future of cigars and YouTube in particular, if you're not big, if you don't have over 100,000 subscribers or anything like that, I don't know that YouTube's going to even, you know, pay attention to you all that much. They have paid attention to some smaller guys and they have banned them.
Yep.
But I think that's also because they're connected to some of the bigger guys, you know, that they're promoted by some of the bigger guys as well. So, but and or you've been around for a long, long, long time. We're talking about the OGs of the cigar reviewing. They're like Brian Glenn and Cigar Obsession. That dude's like, oh, he was the first one ever doing cigar reviews, if I can remember. But sites like Cigar Aficionado and things like that, you know, they're purely review. They're not necessarily selling, although they do, and they have, you know, advertisement on their website and everything like that. So I don't think what YouTube did to us is illegal. I don't even think it's immoral. I really don't. I just think it's bad business, and I don't think it's good for them. But I think they made their point clear, is that, you know, we don't want to be associated with anything that we think can trigger somebody, you know. And the hypocrisy goes, well, how in the world can you have, you know, other channels doing some of this other content,
yeah,
that seems to be, to anybody's eyes, whether you're left or right,
I mean,
to even, be somewhat like dangerous and or like,
I mean, I'm even thinking of Donut Operator.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Literally every police shooting, right, and situation that you can think of, like how does that stuff not get looked at, yeah, as,
well, the only way you fight this, I mean, the only way you fight this is through a good lawyer. That's what you have to do. You have to hire a law team or something like that and pay a lot of money. Yeah, but then
you're paying a lawyer to fight Google's lawyers, right?
Yeah, like, exactly. You're not going to win. I mean, that's just the reality. You're not going to win. But I think it's one of those things that, you know, as we get banned and as we get strikes against us, which this is the beginning of many. We know that. And eventually the channel will be taken down. I know that for a fact, because it's just a matter of time. And if it's not a matter of time, then what will happen is there'll be restrictions placed on to where we can smoke and talk about anything else on the channel except, you know, what we're smoking, you know, at that point, because they will not, you know, put up with that much longer. They're, you know, so I mean, keep in mind, so Google is in with the government in a lot of ways. We know that's already been seen, that's already been proven. And so, and the government is in with the FDA and the FDA, the federal, you know, Food and Drug Association, run by the government, when they were asked to regulate tobacco back in 85, Reagan said that, I believe the president of the FDA at that point said, we don't want to regulate tobacco. We want to eliminate from American life completely, which is, that's what makes the FDA such a non-freeing organization. You know, anything that becomes regulated isn't free trade, in my opinion. It's just not. It's not free trade. And so, when the government steps in and does that with, you know, with a substance, they're calling it a controlled substance, like nicotine is a controlled substance, or, yeah, or something like that, which is found in several different things as well. And this is whole organic tobacco leaf we're talking about, premium handmade cigars, not gas station cigars. So it's just a different thing. But we want to know your opinion, and we want to talk about some other things too. We just want to give you our feedback on, you know, why we won't be posting up the next week here on YouTube. Maybe never again.
Well, and
maybe they'll get another video and they'll say, you know, you're done and that's it. So,
well, there's been a lot of people that have asked, you know, especially when we have posted a couple YouTube videos as of late, like, dang, where you guys been? What's been going on? And it's honestly, really, there's just been a lot more focus on what we do here. And honestly, like, we have a lot of power with the podcast to even create a whole different playlist where we can do cigar reviews,
right?
Short and quick, you know, 10-minute reviews, and have a whole nother category of podcast lists that are just cigar reviews that are not, you know, the big topics that we're typically talking about.
Right, right.
So we have a lot more power with this to to be a little bit more free.
But let me share with you some feedback.
Yeah.
Because I'm
yeah, you said you got an email or something.
Yeah, one of the things that, you know, you can actually email us at cutlightsmokepodcast@gmail.com. So that's all one word, cutlightsmokepodcast@gmail.com. And we ask you guys, give us topics or things you want to talk about, or just, you know, comments, you know, questions, things like that. You can email insults or anything like that. So, which is kind of fun. But I will say this. I got an email the other day by a guy who listened to. We have two stories here. I'll tell you a story about the guy who came in yesterday. They wanted to talk about with his kids. Remember that?
Oh yeah,
tell that story.
And that was
so this
story, gave me chills, bro.
Yeah. So this story is really interesting because this story came from a pastor, actually. A guy who's in ministry, and just talking about how, you know, this has been very encouraging for him, and in a lot of ways. I'm not going to go into great detail, but
Was that the one where he said he liked the episode with Nick?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So I think that one of those things that we want to do and that we want to be about on this podcast is adding value to people's lives, you know, and we see that actually happening. You know, when we see people actually communicating with us, like, this has really added value to my life in these ways, and they tell us those ways, it really does impact our lives. It impacts our day because, again, we've said this before on the videos, we said this before on the podcast, we think we're created for something more than just smoking cigars, and obviously we are, and cigars are a great conduit for conversation. And so we love the conversation that we have around cigars and what we're doing with cigars, and that's a means to an end for us as far as, you know, business is concerned. But there's a lot more businesses we're starting and getting into, there's a lot more things that we're doing, but we want to hear your feedback about the podcast in particular and how it impacted your life. So please do email us at cutlightsmokepodcast. That's all one word, cutlightsmokepodcast@gmail.com, because we want to hear your feedback on that. But tell them a story about yesterday.
Yeah, so there was a gentleman that comes in every so often. I believe he drives a semi, I believe. And
Right.
I've met him a couple times, and we were just chatting for a minute, and, you know, he was talking about how he had been enjoying the podcast, especially being driving a truck, you know, being able to listen for a while and put it on and listen for a minute. And we were talking about your sister's episode because we were just kind of talking. He was like, yeah, I started listening to that. And he was like, I decided to kind of hold off. I wanted to wait till I got home. And he was like, I want my whole family to listen to this episode.
Right, right.
And I kind of like, I don't know, man. I had this feeling, and it was just very interesting. And I kind of stopped for a second, and I looked at him, and I was like, explain that. And he was like, well, I got two daughters. You know, one's 18, one's younger. And I got a son. You know, he's like 16, I think he said. And he was like, I want them to see this. I want my daughters to be able to hear from another woman how she recognized the signs and how she didn't take the action at the beginning because it wasn't really things that she recognized. And I want them to see the signs early on.
And Justin's referring to the podcast with my sister, Christy, about domestic abuse. So it's definitely something you want to listen to. If you haven't listened to it, guys, go back and listen to it because it's well worth your time. And her story is pretty amazing. There's things in the story that she revealed that I did not know.
Yeah. I remember you saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that's one of the things that we love about the podcast is that we can speak so freely. We're not beholden to anybody. No one's taking our stuff down. No one's complaining about it or anything else like that. And even if they did, they can't do anything about it, which is great. It's called free speech. We're in America. But I think that's one of the beautiful things about, the podcast and that we actually make differences in people's lives. And we have a podcast coming up. With we call him Lebowski, the great Lebowski, and he is an art therapist, and he's got some stories about art therapy and what he deals with in that and his profession, which I cannot wait to get into, because the stories are what make the podcast, to be quite frank with you.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. When you hear stories about people that, you know, lives have been changed or impacted or something like that by somebody, that's and really all this is when you hear a story that adds value to someone's life, it usually adds value to yours. It really does. So I think that's one of the things that we want to major on, you know, in the midst of that. But so let me just say this about YouTube and kind of finishing up the thought on YouTube. I'm not angry. You know, I'm not surprised. And I think time is limited for everybody that does cigar reviews on YouTube. I just really do. And so you'll see us reviewing other things on YouTube eventually. You'll see us talking about other things. I don't want to blow it for you because it's coming up in October. But in this podcast, will probably eventually be on YouTube, but it'll probably have to be clipped very much like Joe Rogan's is, because there's certain subject matter that YouTube won't allow him to even talk about, you know, on YouTube in particular, which I'm pretty excited about, you know, for the future and that. So, but I want to hear from you in particular, as you get into this and as we get into the podcast, what are things that you think we haven't touched on that you think we need to touch on still?
I just think that it was just some clarity that a lot of people probably wanted to hear. I know we've talked about it in videos on YouTube a little bit, but I've just seen a lot of questions about, you know, where, you know, are you guys not doing videos anymore? Are you guys just right. Like, what's going on? Where you been? I'm glad to see you guys again, you know, that kind of stuff. So I think a lot of people were just kind of curious what's kind of been going on, why the focus has maybe switched to this a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only other thing that we didn't really talk about is there were some people that had, and if you haven't noticed lately, our videos haven't been as age restricted as we were doing for a while there. And that's because YouTube was physically going in and changing a lot of those videos. So right. We manually kind of jumped ahead of them and started doing it
right.
on our own
right.
just so that they didn't have another reason to look at our videos.
And when you age restrict something on YouTube, just so you know, if you're not signed in or you don't have a YouTube account,
yeah. You
can't see it.
And it's never going to recommend it for you.
Right. 100%.
Let me ask you something about this real quick.
Okay.
Because I did write something down here that I've had this kind of theory for a while.
Here it is. Conspiracy theory with Justin. Let's go.
YouTube is really big for kids right now.
I think that's their future. I think that's what they're banking on.
And, but it like, so we have a couple friends and they have kids that have iPads. And when I look at how many subscribers those kids' channels have, there's none of them short of 4 to 5 to 10 million.
Oh, of course.
It's insane.
Well, the biggest YouTube channel, period, I think is a kid's channel.
Yeah, the one that reviews toys or something like that?
No, it's the one with those cartoons on it.
Don't even get me started on that stuff.
Yeah, so it's the one with the cartoons on
There's
it.
There's some creepy cartoons out there, bro.
And there are, and it's really, so.
It's sick.
I'll tell you this. You should watch some of these cartoon channels sometime, because you can see there's an underlying message in every single
it's
one
so
of them.
It's so twisted.
It
dude.
Really is, and it's one of those things that you have to be honest about and go, man, this is really kind of they're subverting culture using YouTube for the purpose of preaching a politically charged virtue signaling message that makes guys like us look like bad dads, bad fathers, bad husbands. And those things, and I'm telling you, dude, I've watched several of them. I've seen them, and here's the thing: I don't watch TV, I don't watch YouTube, I don't watch movies without asking the question, "What's being preached?"
Yeah, are always looking at the deeper, like
right.
biblical, tying it into like, well, is it preaching this way, that way? Where does it fall into the theology?
Because with the church being so diminished now. You know, and being an institution that's not trusted, people are looking for, you know, advice somewhere. And so these creators are giving them advice. These podcasts are giving them advice. They're doing that. And you have to ask what is the end all to the advice that they're giving them? You know, what is the end all? What's the end game that they're trying to get to? You know, it's not just, I'll tell you what, man, it's not just money oriented. It just isn't. They have a purpose, a passion, and
well, yeah,
you know,
attacking the children is right, stage one, right. A1, bro.
So if you're a parent and you're not watching these videos that your kids are watching, you should before you let them watch it, because you could be getting, and it's the same thing with the public school arena.
Yep,
it just really is. So in the public school arena, I literally have to sit down with my kids and
let me see that syllabus.
Yeah, and deconstruct the things that they're being taught. In the public school, to where I'm like, Okay, that's a revisionist history lesson right there. That's